Jared, kind of a different last couple of months for you. More OTA time than you're used to, less preseason game action.
Hey, if I could trade OTAs for preseason games every year, I'd do it. So I appreciate it. Coach took good care of me. Obviously, I had some circumstances. My wife gave birth to our second daughter, and Coach didn't feel like it was necessary to have me come from a hospital bed to the playing field week one, and then play week two, and then obviously making sure my shoulder was a little banged up. So they just took care of me. So again, I was ready to go week three. Coach didn't just give you that rest. So I feel good. I'm ready to go. I think, for me at this point in my career, it's just I know the process my body has to go through and my mind has to go through to get ready for week one. And I'm ready to go.
What do you have in the process of getting the feel with Ratliff and trying to play off?
I'm good. We're good. I mean, honestly, I think it's more so now just, we're typical. I'm in typical, season mode, trying to just understand my game plan and get the feel for the Bills offense. And once we get in tomorrow, we'll do more third down stuff tomorrow, so I'll get a good feel with what Jay's got going on with his guy and myself and Paya. That's a constant evolving process. We're always talking. Each quarterback's going to present different challenges of how we rush, so we're all going to have to be aware. But, I think as a D-line, we got good continuity right now, and we're ready to go. Oh, again, I think the just the opportunity to win at Soldier Field finally will be up there. But it's just being out there with my guys and new team, new fans, new stadium. It's always exciting. Sundays, no matter what helmet you have on, is always exciting. That's why we all still play this game. At least that's why I do. The day that Sunday becomes just another day and it's just monotonous, and I'm like, I'm just out there. I'll quit. So, for me, it's just getting out there to be able to just, do something I love and have fun doing it.
What have you seen from the way they run the football and how that affects you, your position specifically?
Well, like the zone read stuff, I'm usually the read guy. Me or Lamar, the DN, is typically the read guy. So we got large responsibility. We all have responsibilities within the defense, and if we take care of them, we fundamentally sound, it will be all right. That's typically how these things go. Especially a team like the Bills, if you're out of your gap, that's what they look for. It was guys like Spiller and Jackson. They're so quick, and to be able to you get out of your gap 1 second, they can hop, they can jump, stop, cut, be right back in your gap full speed in no time. So, it's just going to be disciplined football, and we got to tackle. That's going to be the biggest thing this week is tackle, tackle, tackle.
Jared, you have a good chance to see this Bears offensive line develop last year. Guys just coming in, a lot of fresh faces. Give me some kind of comparison how quickly this defensive line can come together with a lot of new faces as well.
Like I said, I think I feel very comfortable. I've been on some good defensive lines, and I feel just right there with them. As far as comfortability level, knowing what we got to do, for us, I think defensive line's a little easier, I think, to come together than offensive line. We don't have to be as cohesive. Guys can take chances and guys can cover each other up. There's different elements in defensive calls that, sometimes we might have to be super fundamentally sound. Other times you might have a two-way go. You might be able to make some things happen. So from that standpoint, we're a little more free to act individually versus O-line, where they kind of always have to be on the same page. Where we're at right now, it's pretty impressive. And we kind of have a room we have a coach that's kind of no nonsense. He's going to tell you like it is. And the same way with the players. We're pushing everybody to get better. We don't allow anybody to be the weak link. And if you got a weakness that we see could hurt our defense, we're gonna tell you about it in the most friendly way possible.
Do you look at any film from last year of what this unit did last year? I know you weren't here.
From the Bills or here? No, I don't care what they did last year. It's a totally different team. The NFL, it's really year-to-year basis. What have you done for me lately? And, if we sit back and harp on what happened last year and go back and judge the players that aren't even here, look at the injuries alone. There's a major excuse for it. But, I just think you got to push forward. And you got to look at what we've done in the preseason and where we can get better and really hone in on what our objectives are week by week.
You were doing your homework back this spring and trying to figure out if this was truly the right place for you. What do you want to learn about color as you went through the process?
I know enough about color. Nothing. That's one reason I came here. I've been playing against Jay since he came in the league. He's a competitor. I respect that about him. don't think you have to be, you know, have to be a rah-rah guy, you know what I mean? We were actually laughing about it the other day how, you know, I was like, man, I actually missed the when you used to just run your mouth every single snap. it was fun playing against him. But Jay is incredible, and he has that, you know, I don't know what the correct word is, but, you know, you see it in really good quarterbacks. They have that ability to, you know, like when I play with Brett would make some throws that some people would just say, why would you? Because he can. And that's Jay. Jay can make every throw, and Jay can make throws that most people can't make. And again, from playing against him all those years, I know how difficult that is to defend against and what he's done to us in years past. And that's why I was excited to get here. And, I mean, with the receiving core, if he stays healthy, I firmly believe if Jay's healthy the last 2 years, the Bears probably win the division. So, you know, going into this season, I mean, that's kind of our goal. Everybody stay healthy, and obviously we got to play a lot better on defense, and I believe we have a chance to win this division and you know, hopefully you do some damage in the playoffs.
Given your last 3 years in Minnesota, how important
was that quarterback stability for you? Oh, it's huge. I mean, going to a place where you know who the guy is, I think can be tough. Even when Brett came in 2009, we didn't know who the guy was. You know, he showed up a week after camp, and we gave him a helmet. And so... You know, it was, you know, coming to a place that's stable at that spot, but not only stable, it's one of the, it's a high quality player at that spot.
Jared,